Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
Well, that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of the N4G Radio. And I have a full house again this week.
Where's Danny Tanner at?
I don't know. But everywhere you look. Just saying.
There's a heart. A hand to hold on to.
The Aristocrats.
Everywhere you look. We have Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
He is everywhere you look.
He is.
Also with us, we have the Wombat.
Hi, everybody.
And a twofer, two in a row, back to backs, K Dub in the house. I think Guinness just called.
What do I win?
They would like to speak to you.
You win a mushroom tattoo.
And a mushroom slap.
Oh, that's gross.
A little bit.
Also with us, we have the Frustrated Fury.
Speaking of mushrooms, I got a cool story to share.
Oh, God.
No. It's on Twitter. Or not.
Well,
just leave that in the bathroom, okay?
Yeah, that's where it's going to stay.
What happens in the bathroom stays in the bathroom.
Just remember.
God.
Shoulder.
If anybody wants to know what I'm talking about, check out my Twitter or check out my Facebook. You can add me either or. I put it on there.
Did you put pictures in
detail?
Just a word of warning ahead of time. You don't want to know what he's talking about.
Yeah. I don't want to know what I'm talking about.
Don't click on that Twitter pic link.
It's not safe for work.
There's the perp.
The purple head.
The perp.
Also with us, we have John W.
Hello.
And finally, we have Mr. Futon.
Hello.
So, exciting week. And more to come.
More to come.
Yes.
Rush 2.0.
Game was coming.
What did you play
and
this
not
week?
Not like a band with no. Eddie Lee.
No.
That's still on point one.
That's right.
Man, I didn't think I'd kill the conversation.
I'm done here.
Geddy Lee always kills the conversation. Fly by night. Go ahead. Go ahead, Gambus. What did you play this week?
Well, honestly, this week's Fondling isn't really that much different than the last 2 weeks of Birth of Fondling. Because all of my spare money is going towards the Vita launch.
Nice.
Yeah. You know something? Honestly, I haven't been this excited for a game system to come out in a long time. I'm actually more excited about this launch than I was about the 3DS launch. I would almost say I was just about as excited as I was for, like, well, I was really optimistic about the Nintendo Wii. Well, we saw how that was. But probably about since the Wii's launch, I haven't been as anticipating. I hope that's not a sign of things to come. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the Vita. But in the meantime, I played on, of course, the iPhone, some more Hero Academy.
Did you say Hebrew Academy? Hebrew.
Oi, you thought I should take this spot? Where are your crystals? They're kind of there, so maybe I'll hit them.
Oh no! You raised me from the dead. Thank you. You're such a man.
Yes.
Only Mike Futter is allowed to do that on this show.
Yep. That's right. Some Hero Academy, which if you own an iPhone, this is definitely a must download because it's free. Or if you want to give them some money, you can buy some of the extra DLC for more money. And I'll probably end up eventually maybe buying a thing or two down the road. What the free game comes with is great, to start off with and to play for a long time. But if you want different armies to play with, you have to pay a dollar.
Oh, I should pay a dollar for the Dark Elves.
Yes, the Dark Elves.
Oi, you too fat. You should go outside some more. You're very thin. You should eat.
It's going to be one of those podcasts again.
Aye, aye, Captain. And then the next game I played, of course, was some more Mass Effect 2. This week, what I've played of it wasn't too exciting. I've been doing a lot of the boring mining parts where you're just mining planets and stuff. But I tell you, best way to do that, it's to load up a podcast, turn down the TV volume, and just listen to an awesome podcast. Preferably something like Front Towards Gamer.
I was going to say, so not ours, right?
Yeah, no.
this one's already default, of course. But if you want to listen to another podcast, then something like Front Towards Gamer or Red Sun Gamer, even though you might want to... keep those episodes every once in a while because they only make two episodes a month, and that's
calling them out.
And that's if they really put them out really quick, it's like a bi-weekly show, but sometimes it can turn into a bi-monthly show. It's a great show, but sometimes you have to ration them out a little bit. But the Front Towards Gamer, they're pretty frequent. But play some Mass Effect 2 and do some mining while listening to a podcast, and it makes the boring part not so bad, while you're enjoying something cool. And speaking of something cool, me and the wife played some Skylanders this past week. I will say this, when you're playing the overhead world, it's fun, it's good times, you know what I'm saying? However, when you enter one of those special stage areas where you have to have a certain element to go to them, how they basically lead to a hat,
Mm-hmm.
And
or a soul gem.
Yes, soul gem, hat, treasure chest. Well, those levels, start usually involving platforming, using the jump pads, or if you're entering a tech area, maybe some gears with knives on them. Those stages are not made for two player.
Yeah, some of those. Yeah,
they are not made for two player. The regular game is a great two-player experience, but once you start adding in the platforming and the blades that are rotating, no, it turns into a
four-player game. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah,
that one was not good for two players.
No,
that was bad.
But it's still fun. But it's like, ah, get out of the way! I'm dying. Ah, it's like. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, Skylanders, fantastic game. Can't wait till the next one. And let me see here. I also played a couple of demos. One indie game which was really silly, but really, really kind of cool at the same time. And that's the Nyan Cat Adventure game. Have any of you heard of it?
Yeah, we did a video of it, which hasn't went live yet.
Crazy game. Pretty trippy. It's like a... It's one of those games where it's like an automatically run game, like what they have on iPhone, which is pretty much becoming its own genre, where you can't control the running or the moving of the stage. You just have to jump, you know, and avoid it certain times.
The Mac Daddy make you jump.
Jump, jump, crisscross make you jump, jump.
Believe that.
Mac Daddy make you. Yeah. Well, Nyan Cat Adventure is like, it's basically someone's really bad, like, drug trip. It's trippy, it's colorful, it turns into black and white, sometimes it turns into a disoriented picture, sometimes the pixels become pixelated. It is crazy, crazy, crazy. But, it's entertaining.
Is that the meme where the cat's made out of a Pop-Tart?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Does it have that friggin' song in it?
Yeah.
Song?
Yeah, song. It sounds like the Beverly Hillbillies. Or maybe just because you were doing it.
It's probably because of me doing it.
Oh.
Yeah, I played a little bit of that. You know, didn't buy it, but I played the trial. It's pretty cool.
Have you bought Techno Kitten Adventure yet?
Actually, no.
Fail.
Epic.
That game is so you, and you haven't bought it. I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah. It's got amazing music that you would love.
Is it an Xbox indie game?
Yes, it is.
It's like kind of like Pirate Rock.
Have you not watched our video, Jason? Both of them?
He doesn't visit the site.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
The videos I've watched are pretty much the fighting game ones.
No, so you haven't watched our Techno Kitten Adventure. We have two of them.
Wait, you haven't even watched, like, the Safety Pig one? Because the Safety Pig one was...
Batman, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
None of you guys noticed that either.
I know, and not till the end.
The entire time.
We noticed it at the end, the Batmobile, but we didn't hear the music.
Apparently, you said the sound was really bad, though.
The sound in that game is terrible.
But, the last demo that I played, I loaded up the Moon Diver demo.
Holy Diver!
Yeah, and
did you not play that on PSN?
I actually played it on the 360.
Oh, but I mean, it came out on PSN ages ago.
Oh God! Yeah.
Yes.
Oh God! I remember that game.
Yeah, that's the 2D like crazy fucking combo game.
Oh yeah. God! That game was difficult.
What was that?
Oh God!
It's from the director of Strider.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger taking a shit.
Oh, God! Oh, God, the Boston O-ring! Oh,
wow.
Yeah, when I played the demo, it brought back memories of when I was at E3 a couple years ago, when I was watching the video on the big Square Enix screen, and just thinking to myself, four-player Strider, that's going to be so epic. And I still have yet to buy the game. I should already own this game. I should have owned this game by day one. Because of how it's similar to Strider. It plays more like Strider 2 than it does the original Strider. But it's still from the director of the Strider series. And it's four player, even though I'll probably only be the only one on it. Unless one of our listeners also plays it.
Actually, I have it on PSN, so.
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. I might get it for PSN then.
Yeah, I actually still have it. I haven't downloaded it to my new system, but I do have it.
Sweet.
I'm getting confused here. I'm getting this game mixed up with a game I reviewed a long time ago too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I'll let you know if I find it.
Okay, well, you do that. Go ahead, Jason.
But overall, that's pretty much all I played. I did play a little bit of virtual tennis.
Virtual tennis.
In, virtual tennis and briefly another mini game and little deviance on a PS Vita demo system at GameStop.
Do you just like hang out there now?
Well, he's a creepy guy.
You just hang out with, I mean, the Vita's tethered to the guy next to you's neck, so you're just like hanging out with him.
Do you want to come on lunch with you?
He's like, seriously, man, I got customers at the counter I gotta go help. And you're like, it's fine, I'll just stand next to you while you're ringing them out.
Yeah. Do you have wandering fingers? You start at the front touch screen, then go to the back touch screen?
Yeah, I think
you gotta be careful in the back, though.
You do.
It's true.
I will say that...
Go slow.
System might not be ready for it.
Oh.
It's all about trust, to be honest with you. It's all about trust. Yeah.
Trust
and
comfort.
You don't want to have your hands too greasy, because then you'll leave fingerprints.
Well, there's that.
Yep.
On their butt.
Good lord.
Leaving a mark.
Just in case anyone didn't get what we were talking about.
Look, I just want to make sure that everybody can follow along at home.
What, are you calling our listeners stupid?
No. This is like picture pages.
this is a pop-up
pages,
book.
Picture pages. It's a mind fucker.
You gotta watch when your fingers get to the back.
Get ready for the most splendiferous pudding pop you have ever seen.
Yeah.
Pokemon!
Okay.
I like to keep my sweater on while I'm making love.
Blah, blah. Oh man.
But yeah. I'm still making payments on the Vita launch.
Pokemon.
Should I give up? Should I...
Sorry.
You don't have it paid off yet?
I got the systems paid off. I'm still paying off on a couple of the games I plan on picking up.
I see. What games are you picking up?
Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, 3. Drew just cried.
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I'm done worrying about it.
Wipeout 2048.
Oh, yeah.
And
I thought the load times were really bad, though.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, but you know what? For as beautiful as that game looks and the fact that it's portable Wipeout, I'll deal with the load time.
Yeah. And the third one, Lumines puzzle game.
are you buying Lumines? Here's my thing. It's $40.
Yeah.
I understand, but it's Lumines. I mean,
I know,
it
and
should
the,
be $40.
The original price about a month and a half ago at GameStop was $29.99.
Right. Well, everything's gone up. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah, it is. The thing is, it's like, not only is all the games and stuff like that are going up for the PS Vita, but it's also like, surprise! The Hot Shots Golf actually has its own online pass.
What online passes for the
fucking
Vita games?
Yep.
There's an online pass for Hot Shots Golf. So it makes it to where once you put in that code, only you can go online with it. I mean, other people can play it, but only you can actually go online once you put the code in.
Wait, so that actually completely locks the game itself, or can you buy, like, can you go into the, I guess it's Sony Entertainment Network store now, and buy an online code?
I'm not for sure, but I've read that Marvel versus Capcom doesn't have it.
Well, Capcom doesn't do online passes.
Yeah, so far it's just Hot Shots.
Sony. Well, I think there's a couple other. I think Wipeout has it too.
Yeah, all really? Sony games have it.
Yeah, I think it's all the Sony games. So, but at least the cool thing. I mean, the other reason I'm buying Wipeout. Out despite the load times, is you can players. That's just incredible to me. The fact that you can play Wipeout on the Vita with somebody that's playing Wipeout HD on PS3 is awesome to me.
That is really awesome. That is really cool.
Bust it.
So I'm taking it I'm not totally for sure, but I could probably play Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 against PS3 players?
No, I don't think that one has crossover.
Nope.
Okay. I was just trying to clear that up.
Clarify.
Yeah. But I think fighting games, because the D-pad is a really good D-pad on the Vita. It blows away the PSP's D-pad. And I actually think it's better than the PS3's D-pad.
I've heard that. I've heard multiple people say that.
I haven't played a fighting game with it yet, but I'm eager to.
So, what were you guys saying?
I was saying I don't like the PS3's D-pad for a fighting game. I think it's horrible.
Okay. I'll just say that I think the PS Vita will probably be the first portable system to where fighting games can actually be taken halfway seriously on a mobile platform. Because I think in terms of controls for a fighting game, I think the Vita is probably the best yet. I mean, it's better than the PSP, and it's a lot better than the 3DS for fighting games. So I think that, who knows, maybe they'll have a subcategory of fighting game tournaments that are Vita-based. Because, I mean, the Marvel vs. Capcom 3 practically does look like the exact same game. And Blaze Blue, have you any seen the video footage of Blaze Blue? That game looks absolutely beautiful on the Vita.
Well, the one benefit you have there, too, is it's an OLED screen instead of an LCD screen.
Yeah.
So you don't get any of the motion blur when things are moving that fast. I don't know. There's a GIF online that shows the difference between Darkstalkers running on 3DS and Darkstalkers running on the Vita.
Darkstalkers? And,
you mean maybe it's not.
On PSP?
I'm sorry. That's what I meant. Running on both systems, and the difference is night and day.
That is awesome. Well, that concludes this week's Fondling. Next week's Fondling will probably be very similar because I'm anticipating the launch of the Vita.
Vita.
Are you getting yours early then?
No. I'll be picking mine up on the 22nd.
All right. So I guess I'll move on to Drew.
Okay. For reference, that game I was thinking of was a game called Crescent Pale Mist.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And it wasn't that great of a game.
Didn't it have like a rabbit as the main character or something?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different one.
This one was a little girl kind of witch thing. It was like a bullet hell mixed with like beat 'em up. But anyway, I played a lot this week. I have been RPGing it like a madman.
Sweet.
I played more Final Fantasy 13 too. My review is live. Check it out. I enjoyed the game. I think Final Fantasy fans should play it. Also played Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning. I put probably about 26 hours in that game. It's been out for 5 days.
I don't know. So it's like you like it.
I do like the game a lot. I think the game does have a few problems. I think one of the problems is that I think sometime halfway through development, or maybe even farther into development than halfway, they were making an MMO, and then somebody finally said, "We're not releasing an MMO. You need to change it to a single player game." And
well,
I think that
they're still working on
it. They're still making that.
Yeah, I know. They're still making that one, but this one right here has so much MMO in it. The game is friggin' huge. You will be in areas that there's nothing around, and you can tell that it's kind of like it should be heavily populated with multiple players. And I mean, seriously, that map is bigger than Skyrim. It has to be. It's freaking huge.
Have you seen the full map for Skyrim, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's it's huge. It's not as open. But it's not definitely huge.
It's not as open. I mean, they do kind of funnel you a little bit, but there are some big, big areas in that game. I think the combat is amazing. The way you progress your character is really cool. I think that the worst part about that game is that there is possibly too much to do in it. And I know people laugh at that, but here's what why I say that. It's because people who like to play RPGs, most of them like to do a lot of stuff. You like to do side quests and stuff like that because not only are you getting, you know, weapons and gold and experience, but, you know, you want to explore more. So
yeah.
The first 10 hours of that game, I did nothing but side quests. And after those 10 hours, I was almost sick of doing them. And then you go off to a new area, and there's just side quests everywhere again. If you do nothing, if you do a lot of side quests in this game, you will get sick of it fast. Luckily, there is main story stuff. There's factions. There's like, I can't remember how many factions. I did 4 different factions in the game so far. Those have very interesting stories. They have very interesting things that you do in the quests. The thing is that when I'm doing side quests, you don't really get that much for it. Yeah, sure, you may get a little bit of gold. You may get a little bit of experience. The main story stuff and the faction stuff, the bigger stuff, obviously give you more stuff. And, which, I mean, of course, that's the way it should be. But what happened was I went off and did so many side quest stuff that I have over-leveled myself.
I heard that's a common problem I've read.
And now that I've went back and did some of the main story stuff, it's too easy. I can just like slash a guy twice, he's dead. So I don't know. The problem is that game is very exploitable because the combat is such an actionly based combat. I mean, you could totally go like I could be level 5 and take on a level 10 enemy. And, yeah, I may die or get close to death, but I can totally take that guy out if I just play it like an action game. So, yeah, it's got a lot of RPG in it, but I don't think some of that matters. I just don't. And you constantly find new equipment and stuff like that. It's really cool. But it seems to me that if you go to a vendor and buy your weapons and equipment there, you're going to get the best you can. You can even make your own equipment in this game, and there's no need. The only crafting or special ability that you can invest points into that I think is worth it is probably alchemy, because you can make healing potions. I love the game so much. I really do. I think it's a fantastic game, and I think RPG fans will love it. But there's some choices the developers made in that game that just kind of just it takes away the RPG out of it, and you kind of can break it real easy as far as just, you know, just beating the game at its own game basically. But I still suggest it to anybody. Like I said, I've put like 27 hours in that game. I've finished 2 factions, started up 2 others, did a lot of the main story stuff, did a ton of side quests. It's great. I think it's a really good game, and it will definitely... When they say that the game will last you 200 hours if you do everything, they're not kidding. They're totally serious. I have went to 2 different areas in that game, and there's 4 other areas to go to. So, it's huge. Also, my review should be live sometime this week with it. I picked up a 3DS.
Sweet.
Yeah, people, I feel like I'm kind of backwards now because everybody's getting the Vita and all excited for the Vita, and I got a 3DS. But I got a good deal on it. GameStop was running a temporary price drop for $150. And they were taking trade-ins, a trade-in promotion for the DSi for $60. So I got my 3DS for $90.
That's nice.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a real good deal.
Unfortunately, I'm very stubborn with my money, so I didn't buy a game to go with it. So I have been playing some more for review, Devil Survivor 2. And it works great on the 3DS. Obviously, it's not in 3D or anything like that. But also, I did play the Resident Evil Revelations demo. And
yeah.
I have figured out that is going to be the first game I get for the system, because that was pretty sweet. But yeah, I do want to talk a little bit about Devil Survivor 2 after I've put a few more hours into it. The game is very good. If you like Japanese RPGs, if you like strategy and turn-based RPGs, you'll like this game. But you need to keep in mind you're going to have to level grind like crazy in that game. And it was predominant in Devil Survivor 1, and they really haven't changed the formula up too much in Devil Survivor 2. The problem is that you do battles that take up time. Like, you do things that take up time, and everything's based on time. And some battles are, you know, like story battles. But if you don't want to take on a story battle but just want to kind of level yourself up, you can do what they call free battles. The problem is free battles seems like it doesn't give you enough experience to level up. And am I still here?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. something turned off.
We were just into our rapt attention.
Yeah, it got really quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I heard that too.
But, so what ends up happening is, you do a free battle and you may not even level up. It may take two, maybe three free battles just to level your characters up. So you're going to have to do a lot of grinding in that game. And the problem is, like happened with Devil Survivor 1 and Devil Survivor 2, around the 5 to 6 hour mark, you hit a brick wall. You go into a story battle that you can't beat. And the problem is that these battles can last upwards to 30 to 45 minutes. So I get 45 minutes into a battle, lose, guess what I get to do all over again?
That's not very portable.
No, not very portable at all.
That's not very portable at all.
I think these games would be better as downloadable titles for like PSN and Xbox Live. I still like the game. I love the Shin Megami Tensei series, and I think it's a fantastic RPG. It's just I really wish they would have changed up a little of the formula. I wish they would have toned down the difficulty. I know that sounds like a little cop out and a little whiny bitchy thing to say, but Devil Survivor 1, it took me a very long time to finish that game, and that game is not really that long. Just because you have to sit there and power grind. And that's what you're going to have to do in Devil Survivor 2. But, you know, the story is really cool. It's, you know, it's very freaky. People. It has a lot to do with modern day psychological stuff as well as supernatural stuff. If you've ever played a Persona game or any Shin Megami Tensei game, it's a lot like that, and I think it's a great story. I think it has some really good characters, has a great battle system, but they just there's some battles in there that will just make you pull your hair out. Other than that, I played the Simpsons game on the PlayStation because I got it for free.
Aren't you glad you got it for free?
I am glad I got it for free, because I didn't like it to begin with. I didn't like it back in the day.
Wow, okay, well, never mind.
What? There's an attack. Right, okay, you have an attack button and you have a jump button. The
it's
end.
A fucking arcade game.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, the whole point is that you could beat it in 4 hours if you had died every half second. Otherwise, you're going to beat it in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
The whole point of the game is to eat your quarters from you dying all the time.
Which is why I don't think that those games translate very well to a downloadable title. I felt the same way about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game, the X-Men game. You play them once, you're done.
Yeah, but those games just really thrive upon nostalgia.
That's true.
You might want to go back. If you were a huge fan of Turtles in Time or the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game, you might go back and play that. You know, at some point, just to blow through it in 15 minutes, and enjoy it.
Yeah, so yes, like the only nostalgia I have for those kind of beaten ups are probably, like you said, Turtles in Time. That was my favorite one.
Well, I mean, it's essentially the same game with a different skin.
I don't know. I do not like that reshelled edition. I don't know what it is about it. It's just not. It just doesn't feel like Trolls in Time to me. But anyway, yeah, I did play the Simpsons game. I beat it. I'm done. Deleted it.
Why did you even delete it? It's only 18 megs.
Don't.
Yep. That was. I mean, well, I got a couple of trophies out of it. That's about it.
Yeehaw.
But yeah, other than that, that's it, I think. Yeah. As far as the future stuff goes, this week I will be picking up Resident Evil Revelations. I really want to dig into that because it played really well on the 3DS, which kind of shocked me. I think I'll also be picking up... maybe Zelda, if I feel like spending a little bit of money.
Ocarina?
Yeah. How much are 3DS games? I don't even know.
$40.
Fucking hell. No, I'm just getting Resident Evil. But I will be getting Zelda eventually, because come on, it's Ocarina time. I gotta play that. I will also be playing some more... See, that's the thing about it. I've got two epic RPGs right now. I've got Final Fantasy and... Kings of Amalur.
I didn't know Epic was making RPGs right now.
They are.
Gears of War, the RPG.
I want to see an Epic Games design Final Fantasy.
That would be awesome.
I want to see Square Enix make a Gears of War RPG.
Nope.
They did. It was called Chainsaw. It was called Quantum Theory.
Yeah, what was that game that came out a couple years ago that was...
Quantum Theory. Just,
yeah, Quantum Theory.
That game was terrible.
What a awful game.
Wait, Square didn't make that, did they?
No. No. We were just saying that.
Yeah. That's a Japanese Gears of War.
Yeah. Japanese Gears of War. But,
wow.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to shelf Kingdoms of Amalur right now because I really like Final Fantasy and I want to continue playing through it. I want to finish it. And I guess I will be playing Hyper Dimension Neptunia 2.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I'm just making sound effects now. Don't worry. Are you excited for that, by the way? You loved the first one.
I did love the first one so much. I can't believe they actually sent me another one. But, yeah, I guess, I mean, I'll give it a shot. I mean, like I said, I'm not a naysayer of any game until I play it, for the most part. And the biggest problem with Hyper Dimension Neptunia 1 was that you couldn't heal outside of combat. You had to be in combat to heal, and even then, it was a crapshoot. So you didn't know if you were going to heal or not because everything was random.
I hate shooting crap. It's messy.
I know.
Shooting the shit.
But yeah, I'll be playing that, and I think that's about it. Unless there's anything else coming out.
Well, you're not buying a Vita, so. You're useless to me there.
Well, when you get a 3DS game.
I'll be sure to send you one of the 5 coming out this year.
You say, are they making them?
Kid Icarus is coming out at some point.
I'll tell you, here's the thing. You guys keep talking about the Vita, and oh, they got so many games. Oh, trust me, it'll be a barren wasteland in about 6 months.
This is the same guy that was defending the PSP last year.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, you were. You were like, it's got plenty of games.
It has plenty of games because I got it 5 years after it came out.
Yeah, but you didn't put that stipulation in your statement.
Okay, well, now I put it in a statement.
Yeah, well, that's backtracking. That don't work.
I'm sure if I buy a Vita in 5 years, man, I'll have all sorts of shit to play.
Why don't you just go buy an iPhone?
An iPhone?
Yeah, they got like a billion games.
I've got an Android.
Yeah, they got like half a billion games. And guess what? All of them suck.
It's not true.
Not all of them.
Game Dev Story, dude. You don't believe how many hours I put into Game Dev Story.
Game Dev Story is fun.
I will not put any hours on my phone except talking.
Anyway,
you're
that's
old school. You're
that's
old
right.
School.
I don't play the phone games. I don't play that shit.
He says, waving his cane in the air angrily.
Get off my lawn.
driving too fast. It's a neighborhood.
Yeah.
The end.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. So I guess I'll move on to K-Dub.
All right. How's everyone doing?
Fantabulous. Great. Have you not been listening?
No.
I don't think so.
I played Amalur a lot. Not as much as Drew, but a lot. And I really like it. It's like if Fable and Skyrim had like a little baby.
Little baby.
Peter Molyneux is actually planning on making a game about games having sex and babies.
Okay. It's going to be awesome.
It will under-deliver. Yeah. It'll have to be a C-section.
Wow. All right.
Just think, if you just pop a disc out, you don't need to be terribly dilated, I guess.
No.
That joke took too long for its payload.
Okay. Oh, my God. See, I didn't know it was going to go that direction. I should have guessed better, but...
You should have guessed that it was going to go that direction.
So, wait, using that analogy, was Milo. What did they have a miscarriage?
Oh, that's just not cool.
Fucking horrible.
Okay, I'm going to move on.
So you played Amalur.
I did, and I really like it, like I said, and I'm really shocked at how much it is exactly like Fable, combat-wise and, everything. Like, they even have, little whirlpool puddles in the water that you can search through like Fable did. And, unlike Drew, I don't think I'm going to get sick of the side quest, because that's all I've been doing. And I haven't gotten sick of it yet. I'm about 13 hours into it, so... It is huge. But it doesn't suck me in like the world of Skyrim did. All I did in Skyrim was just, side quest too and go around the world looking for stuff. In Amalur, I don't really do that. I go from talking to someone for the quest, going doing the quest, and going back. If I find anything on the way, I'll pick something up like, weapons and whatever. I don't go looking for trouble.
Wait till you upgrade your... the thing to detect hidden items.
Yeah, I really haven't. I haven't done that yet. I've upgraded a lot, but that.
Once you upgrade that, you'll be exploring the fuck out of that place.
Yeah, you'll just be riding around.
See, I don't think that I will.
Oh, you will.
I don't care about what's going on in the world so much. It's not a negative thing. I just don't
Something
care.
Wrong with the world.
I'm just
don't give a fuck about it.
I know what
Something
it is.
Wrong with our eyes.
Steven Tyler's still alive. Really?
Living on the edge.
That's what's wrong with the world today.
Yeah. That's my daughter riding on that motorcycle, making out with that dude.
Alrighty.
No, wait, that's him.
But yeah, I don't, even if I upgrade it, like you said, I don't think I will. It doesn't suck me in, the world doesn't. And when random fights come up on my map or whatever, they pop up, I just run by them usually just to get to where I need to be. I don't know what it is. I just don't care about my surroundings. If something catches my eye, I'll go, mess with it. But other than that, I just, point A to point B and back to point A. So,
damn, you'd be a big MMO player then.
Really?
Yeah.
That's totally
the way
MMO.
Are.
Oh.
Fetch quest.
Yeah. Kill 70 rats.
Yeah.
And I'm just surprised about
three bunny pelts.
Different amount of side quests. They're not like similar like a lot of games are. Which is keeping me more intrigued and makes me kind of want to start, the main quest, but whatever. I'll do the side quests first. That's what I usually do. And
you kids never finish your games because all you do is side quests.
Yeah. Seriously, you would never finish this game if you just do side quests.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I'm already further in the story than Drew is.
You are, probably.
And I've only played it for 5 hours.
But you're probably further along. I haven't even started. You have to do the main quest when you first start. And that's it. That's all I've done. I just went on my merry way like I did in Skyrim, but... And you know, your point about, you know, how there's no, like, you don't see the point in, like, upgrading your weapons by yourself instead of buying it. Yeah. I don't buy the weapons because, one, they're too fucking expensive. And two, I've never done that. I just like to upgrade my weapons and add, you know, they got the little gem sockets. I like to use that too. And I got some powerful shit. Powerful shit.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, you're going to run into a point in that game where you're not going to be able to find anything that's better than something you just bought. And the problem is, see, you're doing side quests. If you start doing main story quests and particularly faction quests, you will get so much fucking gold. I have gold now that I will never run out of gold again.
No, I've done, I've started one faction quest, and, you know, you're right, I got a good amount of gold, but, you know, I spend it on, you know, other shit, like healing potions. You know, the one thing that pisses me off about the game is that can only carry 70 items,
nope.
I guess.
You can buy backpacks. You can buy backpacks.
I was going to say that, thank you.
Backpack.
You can buy a backpack, but if you don't buy a backpack...
But is it a rescue pack?
You're stuck at 70.
That's why you got to buy a backpack.
I don't want to, because they're expensive, and I don't see the... You know, but,
they're not that expensive.
That's me. What?
They're not that expensive. I think I bought one for about 1,000 gold.
Jesus Christ, guys, shop at L.L. Bean. Christ.
But, you know, I don't spend my money on that kind of stuff. And I'm grateful that I have a home. I bought a house. And it has a storage chest, which I can, you know, store all my shit. So that's how I do it.
Just sell it.
So I do. I like you have the option to junk it. And if you don't want to sell it, then you can, you know, just destroy it all and make room. But I don't have the problem too much right now of actually using all my space.
I filled it 14 times.
And, yeah. And you know, I keep my, I keep everything pretty much I buy because, you know, as you guys said before, you're not tied down to a class. So right now I'm a fighter, I think it is. I don't know.
What is it, just might? Is that how you're going?
Yeah, right. I'm just, you know, upgrading my might. And then, you know, sometime down the road, maybe I'll want to do, you know, what are the other two?
Finesse and magic.
Yeah, I might want to, you know, do finesse and, you know, certain armor and weapons, you have to be a certain level with, you know, finesse or magic or whatever. So I keep that in case I want to, you know, pursue that option. So that's the way I look at it. So, you know.
I'm actually curious about what everybody's going. I'm actually going battle mage, which is a mixture of magic and might.
When I finally start playing it, I'm going to be combining finesse with magic.
I am a jack of all trades.
Do what?
I have a jack of all trades destiny.
Yeah, and that's what I started out with, Seeker. Mm. But then I just found myself just wanting to whoop all kinds of ass with big fucking hammers and swords. So I just like, I'm going to go with might. So.
Dude. The battle mage destiny is really awesome because once you level it up to the second level, you get a teleport instead of a dodge roll.
Really?
And, yeah, while you're teleporting, nothing can hit you.
Really?
That's cool.
Yes.
Awesome. How do we become a battle mage? That's
You put points into both might as well as magic.
Okay.
And there's different destinies. There's destinies for just all might, and you get different tiers depending on how many points you put into them.
Right.
So I think I've got, like, 30-something points in might right now and, like, 20-something points in magic. And because I have enough points in both those, I can go to the destinies that are, quote, for might and magic mixed together.
I was about to make that joke. I'm glad Ken laughed before I even made it.
Magic and might. How about that?
There you go. I might have to pursue that. The combat's really done well. The one thing I do have a problem with is when you get unlocked the charge attacks, if you hit the X button or the Y button, whatever, you still swing that initial hit, and then you charge up, which leaves you open for an attack. That kind of bothers me a lot, because I get hit quite often doing that. I wish that if you held the button down, you could do your charge attack without taking that first initial swing.
Yeah.
That's
you can get interrupted, but bad guys can't get interrupted that fast.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That pisses me off. Every hit that I take interrupts my attacks, but I have to hit a guy four times before he gets interrupted.
Yeah, that I noticed too. And, you know, I just kind of roll with the punches. I dodge out of the way, and, you know, because you can't, you know, block when you're getting hit too.
Yeah.
So I just roll out of the way, which is the one thing you can do to avoid getting further damage. But other than that, those are only two things that really pissed me off about the combat. Other than that, man, it's really good. And I know it's only February, but I think we'll be talking about this game come, you know, December or January, whenever we do Game of the Year, if the world's still around.
I totally agree with you. I think it's game of contender for Game of the Year for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and this is the first game, obviously, I played of the new year. First new game, anyway, but I definitely think we'll be talking about this down the road. So, I'm really enjoying it. Really good. I found my Skyrim replacement because I can't play Skyrim. So, other than that, that's it. Next week is more of the same.
All right, so I guess I'll move on to John W.,
Like and Drew and Justin in the fact that I've been playing a hell of a lot of Kingdoms of Amalur. Completely agree with what they both say. I, too, have been playing for probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 hours, maybe a bit more. I haven't gone to the second part of the first mission once you've got outside the caverns. It's all been side quests, baby, all the way. Really good. really good combat, insane. I mean, it is what like Fable should be, like cross Fable and Skyrim, and it'll be interesting to see how well this sells. I mean, I went looking for it on Friday, not having pre-ordered it, and it took me a while to get out of a copy. A lot of shops were sold out.
Well, I'll tell you this too, and something I didn't mention is I'm glad it came out when it did, because if it came out like, you know, last year, Skyrim would have eaten it alive.
Oh yeah, they definitely picked a good time when, you know, it's quiet, and a month before Mass Effect, there's a lot of time between these two. Definitely a good time to pick when maybe people are a little bit hungover from all of the games over the Christmas period. This is a great time to eat it.
Question for you all. Do you guys care, like when you talk to the NPCs about what they have to say, or you just listen to the quest they give you and then just walk away? Because, personally, I don't give a shit what they have to say about anything else but the quest.
You are an MMO player. Why are you not playing World of Warcraft right now?
I don't know.
Because it's $15 a month.
There you go. That's good.
You can play Star Trek Online. That's free now.
You can play Champions Online.
Yep.
You can play EverQuest.
Well, you can't really play EverQuest. I don't know that I would call EverQuest a playable game. But.
Forsaken World.
Does anybody know yet, speaking of which on that, is City of Heroes free to play yet? I know it was going that direction, and they were talking about how it was going to be coming in an update, but I don't know if it ever updated.
I don't think it's came yet.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like next month or something.
I played so much City of Heroes. I love that game.
I pretty much got as far as making my character. His name was the He-Bruiser.
That one I may play when it goes free, just to see.
Oh, I love City of Heroes and City of Villains too. City of Villains was fun too.
Yeah, nobody mentioned DC. That's free.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
I didn't like it.
It's all right. I like City of Heroes better. And Champions Online. I just feel like the power selection is so much better in those other two games than DC.
Yeah, but you can't fight with Batman.
I don't care.
Don't lie.
I don't care.
So anyway, yeah, I've played a hell of a lot of that. Also, in my ongoing saga with King Arthur 2, they finally released a patch that allows me to play the game, and things got progressively worse from there. That game is... I mean, it took about... There's, I don't know, an hour and a half before we start playing the game. There's like all this text that you've got to go through. They, you know, a narrator reads a load of shit to you about these various factions of Romans and the guys from Camelot and shit, all of that shit. It was a struggle. I kept clicking through it. I'm gonna have to read when I do actually start planning for a review, but I wish that had stayed broken. That would have been a hell of a fucking easier.
So that game of yours, that really should have just stayed broken.
At least it's just it probably came at a bad time. But I updated through Steam and I thought, oh great, I'll get stuck in. Worked, got through, started a new game, and there's like an hour and a half of exposition. It's like, this is really how to start your game? Really? Come on. That's as far as I've got. I've not actually properly played it yet. I've not even properly gone through the tutorial because, it just melted my brain with boredom. So, tiniest little bit of that. What else did I play? That was Kingsman. Gotham City. Gotham City Impostors, which I'm be going up next week. It's got some issues. It's a fun little title, a very Team Fortress 2 type game. It's got a great, fun aesthetic to it. The characters, the things they come out with, the way the menus work, the way that they, say for example, Modern Warfare or Battlefield, you have perks. Well, in Gotham City, they're called Fun Facts About Me, and you can expect the same sort of stuff. So you've got Fun Facts About Me that will give you more health, better damage against certain weapons, better proficiency with certain weapons, and you can pick two of those any sort of one time. So you have these two so-called perks, but the way they don't call them perks, and it gives it a little bit of character. It's certainly fun when it comes to that. And even some of the background, like, for example, while you're waiting for a game to load, the background sort of spread out like a desk with lots of paper on with stuff scribbled on it, and there's a receipt in one top corner for shark repellent spray, which is hilarious. And it's those little touches that give it a little bit of charm. The downside is that, at the moment, matchmaking is broken to shit. I mean, the first game I got stuck in with, level 1, was with 23 level, 34 level, 17 level, and because this is a online-only game, there's no way to really hone your skills. I mean, they do have a challenge area where you can go and try and complete these challenges, but you don't want to do that. You want to get stuck in, you want meat and potatoes of the game, and when you get thrown in with other players that have been playing considerably more than you have, you kind of get swallowed up and get wailed on. But and the other issue that I've been finding is that games will drop out. I've probably played so far maybe 10, 15 games, and probably just under two-thirds of those have dropped. So I'm 2 minutes in, I'm 5 minutes, 30 seconds in, connection dropped, back out to main menu. And it's those little bugs that they'll need to iron out if they want to make it a game that is going to draw people in. Because it's definitely worth having a look at, especially if you are sick of kind of the normal, more traditional first-person shooters and want something that is a little bit more Team Fortress 2-y, because it certainly has that feel to it. It's a great little title, but they just need to iron out a few little bugs. But as I say, I'll give it another shot. Maybe there'll be another update come soon, hopefully before my review goes up, so I can try it again. But look out for my review next week.
I just want to make sure, when you mentioned the shark repellent, did everyone get that reference?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it.
Probably should have, but I'm stupid.
Wow, really? Yeah, you didn't watch the Batman from the 70s?
Oh my god! Yeah,
when he had the shark on his leg when he's getting lifted by the helicopter.
Yeah,
driving, and he pulled out a can from his fucking utility belt, the shark repellent. That was great.
Yeah, even the ladder was called the Bat Ladder.
Of course.
it's again touches like that that kind of make it stand out against sort of some of the more generic kind of shooters. So what else have I played? Mainly that. I mean, on a side note, the other week, and I forgot to mention it last week, I did put in No More Heroes Paradise. Is it No More Heroes Paradise, isn't it?
The one for PS3?
The PS3.
Heroes Paradise?
No More
no
Heroes.
No More Heroes.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it's called Heroes Paradise.
Okay. I thought
No
it was
More
called
Heroes,
No More
Heroes, Heroes Paradise. No, no, it is called No More Heroes, but the...
The subtitle is Heroes Paradise.
But anyway, that's a crock of crap.
So wait a minute, we just spent 5 minutes arguing about what it's called, and it's a terrible game?
It's a proper terrible game. Luckily,
we suck at time management is really what it comes down to.
That's really what it comes down to.
The girlfriend won it in a competition, and luckily, because we didn't pay for it, I would have been fucking gutted if I didn't pay for that game.
You got some booby prize.
I got a booby prize, indeed. And not in a good way. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. It's terrible. The control is terrible. It's archaic. It is weird. The open-worldness, the idea is you jump on your superbike and you can fly around the city, these various missions. The handling on the bike is absolute crap. I mean, what were they thinking? You can't steer for toffee. You're meant to have steering at normal speed is problematic at best, so getting around corners is terrible. But then they have a boost button, which gives you a super boost on your bike, and at that point you might as well close your eyes and hope for the best, because that's what it amounts to. So that's a terrible game. Please stay clear of it. Maybe I'm just can't play it properly, I don't know, but I did not enjoy that one little bit. And then finally, I put in and played the tiniest bit of The Witcher 2. Now my PC can take it. I found it online quite cheap, and I have got the 2.0 edition, which apparently has got lots of DLC with it. But with Kingdoms of Amalur, I mean, those two games, although different, are similar in certain ways. I've stuck with Kingdoms of Amalur, and I'll probably go back to that at some other point. As for next week, definitely more Amalur, definitely more Gotham City Impostors, and unfortunately more King Arthur 2.
Alright, so now we move on to Mr. Futon. And we're already over an hour.
Well, actually, then you're going to be very happy, because I have been motoring through, like a kid on a tricycle, Mass Effect 2, so I have much more to play, and I want to get my playthrough done before Mass Effect 3 comes, and that's kind of where I've been focusing my energy. And next week I'm going to be playing that, and hopefully finally pop in Amalur so I can get on with my stabby stab. But more importantly than Amalur, guys, I'm very, very sorry. Twisted Metal.
Are you you've been playing the actual game or demo?
No. I haven't even touched the demo yet. It comes out this week, so
this
I'm going to be playing that.
This is his future fondling.
I'm already on future fondling. This is how you do it, people. So I'm going to be playing Twisted Metal, and I know Ken's getting it.
Hell yeah.
So he and I will, hopefully, as long as the SEN supports us, he and I will be playing and shooting each other up. By the way, you know what? I'll save it I'm sure it's in the news.
Shooting each other up?
That's right.
Are you playing Twisted Metal or Kurt Cobain Adventure?
Oh, wow.
Now, see, that joke works in two different ways.
Is it too soon?
Think about it for a second.
Is it too soon?
That joke works in two different ways.
It does.
Yes, it does. But very clever.
Is it too soon?
It's not too soon.
Not too soon. Just a quick question while we're on the subject. DC SEN, has that changed yet?
No. February 8th. Was when the update hit.
Oh,
yeah, but they still call it PlayStation Network.
Yeah,
on
they
the
still
player.
Call it PlayStation Network.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was waiting for some kind of change. What was all the fuss about if they're still calling
it?
Wait a minute,
Vita's
got an update, too, to change it from PlayStation Network to Sony. What the fuck, guys?
Not they don't know.
Sony.
I thought they were going to leave it as... I thought it the general thing was going to be SEN, but it was still going to be called PSN when you were logged in, like from a PlayStation or from a...
Vita.
I don't. A Vita.
Dear
yeah.
God, Sony.
I don't know.
Do you understand how shitty you are at branding?
I just don't know why they changed it anyway.
Well, because they wanted to not leave it limited to PlayStation. So when they install it on TVs and when they install it on Blu-ray players,
nobody cares.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you care
but
what network
I know
you're
that,
on when you're watching a movie?
That yeah. Well, then I revise my statement. If the fucking PSN is working, then we will be playing online. But until that comes out, I will be playing, in fact, Kurt Cobain Adventure, starring Courtney Love.
All right, so we'll move on to Wombat.
All right, so this week I have played some more Zelda, a little bit more Zelda, not much for me to talk about versus last week. But the biggest thing that I've played this week is, thanks to Mr. Futter, I've played UFC Undisputed 3, since they're not putting years on them anymore.
Because they took 2 years to make this one, but it was worth
it. But it was worth it. And you know what? I really like a lot of the stuff that they've done. I like... I know there's been some career mode changes that I don't really like. I don't really like that they're not doing the sort of interviews with your character and that kind of stuff. And the whole, you know, Dana White running into you in the locker room and asking you questions and that kind of stuff.
The WWE effect.
Yeah, but I do really like a lot of the way the career mode, especially the way it starts. It's got a really great system that it would not surprise me if EA steals for the next Fight Night. In that, when you first start the career mode, it does a couple things. The first thing it does is obviously you create your character, you pick what hands you want to be dominant with, you pick what your stance, to be.
Joke.
And then you you can pick some other stuff, and then you go to the next step. And the next step is there are tutorials for the stand-up game, ground game, and
submissions.
Yeah, what's submissions?
Clinch.
Yeah,
there's clinches and submissions.
Clinches and submissions. So you can either watch the tutorial or play through the tutorials and then take a test. Or you can just straight out take the test if you're familiar with the game. And once you take the test, depending on how you do on it, it gives you extra attribute points to start your career with. So it's a really cool way to either make sure that people know how to do everything before they get into the game, or if you're a new person, you don't have to sit through a tutorial. Or not a new person. If you're familiar with the series, you don't have to sit through the tutorial. You can just jump right in, take the test, show it you know what you're doing, and you'll get your bonus attribute points. The only thing I would have liked a little better from a challenge standpoint is it lets you retake the test as many times as you want to until you get the best score.
Yeah.
So it would have been nice if you only could take it once or you could only take it twice. It would have given it a little more gravity, I think. But I do like the concept. The other thing I like is that the next thing it does is it says, okay, we're going to throw you in a one-round match, and depending on how you do in this, we're going to recommend a difficulty level for you. And it seems to match up really well. I did the one-round match. It suggested that I play on advanced difficulty, so I play on advanced difficulty, and it's perfect. Like, the difficulty level is perfect for me.
I did figure out how to game that, though.
Oh, yeah?
I usually play a stand-up striker.
Yeah,
and I knocked a guy out in 30 seconds, and it recommended beginner for me.
Nice.
So the next time I'm like, I want to retake this. I want to try something. If you end up varying your game, so
yeah.
I was striking, I was clinching, I was on the ground, then it recommended expert to me.
Right. Yeah. What it does is it looks to make sure that you know how to do everything. Because if you're just a stand-up striker and you just stand there and punch and punch and punch and punch, you can win on the beginner difficulty, but you can't do that and win on the higher difficulties.
Nope.
You can't just stand there and punch and punch and punch and win, especially when you start fighting top-tier fighters. So it does. It looks to make sure you know how to do everything before it suggests a difficulty level.
Then the whole beginning of the career mode is this really well-paced tutorial.
Right. Yep, and it tells you how to do everything in the career. It shows you how everything works, how you can train, how you can go to different camps to learn new moves, stuff like that. It's really, with the exception of the backstage stuff that they took out, I really like this year's career mode much better than last year. The biggest thing is that you don't have to worry about your stats deteriorating. The last game, the training in the career mode stopped being fun because it became more about managing, oh, I need to make sure this stat doesn't drop, and I need to make sure this stat doesn't drop if I do this, and if I don't train this week, if I go to a photo op instead, I'm going to lose these stats. And it just became too much micromanagement for me. So I'm really glad that they went that path where your stats don't deteriorate if you don't train them. But other than that, that wraps it up for me from a fondling standpoint. Future fondling is going to be more UFC, some more Zelda, but the biggest thing is just getting prepared for the Vita launch and getting ready to play some games for review and Wipeout that I bought. And I got an email from Amazon that my Wipeout and my 8-gig memory card have shipped, and they should be here today as you're listening to the show. So
sweet.
We'll see. I'll have a game and a memory card just sitting there, no system to play with. But
you'd be like Gambus Khan.
Yep, I will be like Gambus Khan. Except my system's actually coming. It's already been paid for, so it's coming. I'm not just buying games with the hope that I'll eventually buy the system.
All right. Well, I will get through this as fast as I possibly can. I did also play the Simpsons game once, and I'm done. I do enjoy the nostalgia, and I'm not going to delete it. It is only 18 megs. Also on the PS3, I am playing Jak and Daxter Collection.
Oh, how is that?
For review. It's the games are really good. The 3D is kind of like sly. It's just not excellent. Mm. And I forgot how quirky the camera is in the Jak and Daxter games.
Yeah, it tends to swing very dramatically.
Yeah, it's kind of disorienting when you first play it. But I just kind of played a little bit of each one, and they definitely, from the first game to the second game, the graphic upgrade is intense.
Is the difficulty upgrade.
Yeah, then from 2 to 3, it's not that big of a difference. But obviously the gameplay changes a lot, because from the first game it's just a straight platformer, and then the second game you add in the guns. So, well, but no, they're still very, very...
open world stuff.
Yeah, they're still very, very, very good games. The HD upgrade is nice. As I said, the 3D is kind of eh. It reminds me a lot of Sly. So if you've never played the games, they're definitely worth picking up, especially all three of them for $40.
Mm-hmm.
I also played Shank 2, playing that for review as well. Still a great side-scrolling 2D, beautifully animated game, and still just as freaking hard as the first one. Thankfully, the checkpoints are much more forgiving in this game. And the only thing that takes a hit is, of course, your high score that you're going to post on the internet. So, but it's very, very good. If you like the first one, you'll definitely like the second one. The checkpoints have really kind of fixed the frustration, because even when you die, you're kind of just right there. So, also for review, I played through Never Dead in its entirety.
How long was it?
It's about 8 hours.
Oh, okay.
And it kind of does wear on its welcome. It felt too long. And mostly because it's the same thing kind of over and over again, where you get thrown in. It's the Devil May Cry syndrome, where you get thrown in a room, the door locks. Hey, defeat all these enemies before the door unlocks, and then you move on. I did enjoy the game. Does it have a lot of problems? Yes. A lot of these problems can be remedied by swallowing your pride and bumming it down to easy. Because obviously the game, you can't die. You literally can't die. The only way you can actually see a game over screen is if your head gets decapitated, you roll around the floor, you get swallowed by this thing, and you fail the minigame. That's the only way you can get a game over screen. What is frustrating is that the game's quirkiness of being able to move your arms and your legs and your head, sometimes things will just happen in the game, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, your body's scattered around the level, and you don't know what happened. But the game itself is... It has a lot of really cool ideas. Like, for instance, there's a level where you have to light yourself on fire so that you can see your way through these tunnels. There are several levels where you have to throw your arm into another room and shoot a door. There are levels where you got to throw your head up into these little rafters and navigate your way through these puzzles. The game has a lot of really good ideas. The execution is kind of where it falls apart. And seriously, for those that reviewed the game and they played it, you know, whenever you review a game, people always go, well, you got to play on normal because that's the normal difficulty. And then you got to play on hard to see how hard it is. But nobody ever says play it on easy and let the casual players know what's going on. And if you play Never Dead on easy, it's a lot less frustrating. Because the enemies take less damage. It's just much easier to cope with the game's problems when you bump the difficulty down.
Yeah. I feel like we're revisiting this debate again where it's, you know, why do we play games? And if we play games for fun, then why should anybody be ashamed about bumping something down to easy and enjoying it that way?
I think if you want to enjoy this game, you have to bump it down to easy, because if you play on normal or hard, you're just going to get pissed at it. It's got a lot of problems. But if you enjoy the concept and you enjoy, you know, kind of the characters and the quirkiness of the game, bump it down to easy. It won't frustrate you nearly as much. And I don't understand why people can't just have fun with the game. Do I recommend you go out and buy it for $60? Hell no. But you know, if you enjoy those kind of quirky Japanese, you know, not your standard kind of title, $20 or $30, I'd buy it.
I'd buy that for $1.
So
thanks, guys. Smiley.
Also for review, I played through The Darkness 2.
The Darkness
Part 2.
I hear that's kind of short.
It's extremely short. But it's okay, because if it had been any longer, I think I would have gotten tired of it.
How long is this one?
Probably about 5 to 6 hours. So about the length of a Modern Warfare campaign.
But it's got that cool co-op stuff, right?
The cool co-op stuff is pretty cool. The Vendetta mode, where you get to pick one of four characters. You can hop into a co-op game, and then you basically have to go out and take out hits on the other characters. As you play as one of four of Jackie's special hitmen. But, of course, you don't get the Darkness arms.
Darkness.
But you do get some other cool weapons, like the girl has a gun that you can literally blow people's hearts out with. The one thing I will say about this game is hide your kids.
This is probably everybody up in here.
This is probably one of the most violent games I've ever played.
Really?
It is. It's nasty.
Interest peaked. Sick fucker.
The execution kills that you can perform with your arms are ridiculous, and they all have special names. Like, you can literally reach down into a guy's rectum and pull his spine out through it.
Wow.
That's graphic.
Yes. It's very satisfying, too. I love... It is very...
We're appalled. You are enthralled.
Dude, it's very satisfying. The combat is one of the things I love about this game, because you've got your standard shooter mentality, which is fine. You can, you know, blow people's heads off, headshots, you know. But when you add in the fact that you have, instead of just the two buttons, you know, the iron sights and the shooting, you also have the other two bumpers, and the left bumper will actually allow you to grab enemies and do the executions if they're stunned, and the right arm actually like does slices and grabs. And the cool thing is you can pick up stuff in the environment, so you can literally walk into a room, pick up a fan, throw it, slice two guys in half, hit one guy with your tentacle arm, pick him up, do an execution, and then blow somebody's head off. I mean, it's just the
fun for all the family.
Exactly. Bring your kids. But, no, just the sheer combat is phenomenal. And, you know, I was concerned because I really enjoyed the first game, and it was built by a completely different team. You go into a sequel by a completely other team, and you get a little concerned, but I actually think they did a better job. And I love the story. It was tricky all the way down to the end. And if you beat the game and you're disappointed with the ending, you did the wrong ending. There is a point in the game where you get a choice, and you know that this choice is coming up. If you pick one, the game's over right there. If you pick the other one, you get a whole other level with a much more satisfying ending, which sets it up for another sequel. So,
speaking of The Darkness 2, did you hear about the rumor about the pirated copies?
No.
Apparently, there's this rumor going around that that pirated copies somehow have the gore disabled.
Dude, that game would totally not be The Darkness 2 without the
gore. Exactly.
Because that game is raunchy.
Now, here's my thing. This is how I associate with the darkness. Does Jackie's mouth move when he talks?
Did we not have this conversation already?
We had it on. We had it over email. I want to talk about it on podcast.
Does Jackie's mouth move? You mean in the little cutscenes where he's talking to the camera?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Good, because the first one he didn't. He just kind of pantomimed a little bit. I don't know what. Yeah, I showed you that video. It looks so fucking stupid.
Well, here's the thing. The voice actor that did Jackie in the first game, I actually know who he is. He's on Fringe. He was on Oz. And he played the character really well. I really like the guy that does it in the second one, too.
Wait, the guy from Fringe, which one?
Charlie.
Oh, the partner? Or yeah. The ex-partner?
The ex-partner.
Oh, yeah, shit, cool.
That is him.
Yeah.
Acevedo. His last name's Acevedo.
Yeah, Kirk,
right?
Acevedo.
Thank you.
Yes. He actually did the voice in the first game, which it's a different guy in the second game, but he's still just as good.
Okay.
But the voice acting in it's really good, and the story kind of does this little twist thing that it plays with your mind. And I was curious down to the end which what was going to happen. So, it's really good. I really enjoyed it. Yes, it is criminally short. The co-op mode is very cool, also criminally short. But you're still going to get about 10 hours out of the game if you play. And the nice thing is the co-op mode doesn't require you to be online. You can play it by yourself. So.
Does it have versus?
No, there is no versus in this one.
Was there one in the first one?
Yes, there was a tacked-on multiplayer in the first one. It was kind of crap.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
But this Vendetta mode is much cooler because it's co-op, and there's so many different ways to play it. So, but no, it's very good. If you like the first one, you definitely need to play the second one. And that is all I played as far as future fondling. Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
And, I did play Kingdoms of Amalur, but you guys talked enough about it. I love it. I think it's great. And I'm about 5 hours in, and I've been playing mostly story.
What's your destiny?
Right now it's a mixture of melee and the daggers, the finesse.
Okay.
So... But I love my earthquake move. That's like my favorite
move. Awesome.
So, but that and then next week more Amalur, Twisted Metal.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I forgot to mention this. I thought you said they fixed the camera problems.
No, they were supposed to. They know about it. They are going to fix it.
Okay, because I encountered a lot of camera problems.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of camera problems in that game.
Yeah. I don't know. It's better than the friggin' demo.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is better than the demo, but...
The damn demo, I could be off the screen and so are the enemies and I'm hitting them somehow.
I just changed the sensitivity on the options and it's been fine for me so far.
Oh, I don't know, you can change it.
Yeah, it's a sensitivity option that seems to help.
Okay, I'll try that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that was it. That wraps up the fondling. Alright, so now that the fondling's over, it's time to get into some news. And holy shit, you're here.
That's right, sir! You can't keep me down for too long.
Oh.
Well, you can't. The authorities can. Your mother can. And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents Your Fat Mother's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by the PlayStation Vita, or as it's known internally, the fuck you give us your money. And now your host... Zero tolerance.
Oh, I miss the awkward silence.
Ew. All
right.
It's only awkward if you want it to be. We can find a way to fill it.
Oh, I bet we can.
Oh, I bet.
Anyway, last year's Steam security breach is apparently more extensive than originally thought. The hackers actually accessed encrypted credit card data, but you shouldn't worry just yet.
Because it all is protected by
Steam
Guard.
Are they
going
to tell us when we're allowed to worry?
Yeah, they'll tell you when you get that charge on your account. Oh, that's funny. Oh, the big news story, Twisted Metal's hitting this week. And there's a question now whether or not it'll get DLC and all this stuff, because in case you haven't heard, David Jaffe's leaving Eat, Sleep, Play.
Holy shit, is that weird.
So, as soon as the first game gets done, he leaves.
And apparently...
It's not necessarily the first game, because they did, what's that, Calling All Cars.
Calling All Cars.
Well, that's true. But after
if you read between the lines, the split wasn't amicable.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if after the game, I just think it was a bad time to announce it. You know?
Yeah. I mean, but that happened, remember when Shadowrun came out that they announced the studio was closing before the game hit?
I think every Microsoft Studios game was announced that they were closing the studio before the game hit. Wasn't it? Age of Empires was another one?
Yeah. Yep.
Microsoft's just like, the only reason we keep Rare open is because they keep making sweet Avatar gear. Windows 8 could change casual games because Microsoft wants your grandma not to play Angry Birds, but Miss Splosion Man. So, list of games coming to Windows 8. Hydra Thunder, Toy Soldiers, Reckless Racing, Angry Birds, Hilo Milo, Rocket Red, Full House Poker, Jason's favorite game, Tentacles.
Testicles.
Crash Course, Miss Explosion Man, and Wordament. With Sony's credit downgraded, the Vita could be doing things better. Like, actually deciding what is the launch system bundle thing about Bopperdoohickey. They're up to, like, four. There's, like, four now, right? You got the early one. You've got the 3G early one with the 8-gig stick. You've got the Wi-Fi one, and then you've got the regular 3G one without the stick.
In Canada, they also have a Wi-Fi first edition bundle.
That's nuts. Nuts.
I actually changed my pre-order.
I think everybody did because they didn't know what they were getting.
Which one did you change it to, Mike?
I changed it to the Wi-Fi 3G with the 8-gig card.
Fuck, 8 gigs. 8 gigs ain't enough.
I know, but I'm thinking the 8 gigs will hold me until, you know...
You got to reset your system to the factory default?
You don't have to reset your system. You just to use a new card. Just
no,
if you want to use a different PSN ID.
So much for
no, my thing is I was going to buy a 16 gig, but the price per gig for the 8 gig and the 16 gig are exactly the same. So I figure if I use up the 8, I'll just buy another 8, and it's not going to cost me any more than a 16 gig card would.
Yeah, other than having to switch them.
Yeah, which is not that big a deal to me.
Right. But I figured, all right, free game, I get to try the 3G, and who knows? You know, this is kind of future-proofing. Maybe. Something cool will come out of the 3G. And if not, then I spent at launch $10 less for the bundle with the 8-gig card than I would have for the Wi-Fi with the 16-gig card.
See, we shouldn't be having conversations this long about which version you're getting.
I agree.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Apparently the guy who made Minecraft, Notch, he wants to help Tim Schafer make Psychonauts 2.
Yeah, yep. I'm pretty sure all Tim Schafer has to do is say, hey, Kickstarter!
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So, Mr. Tim Schafer and Double Fine decided to let everybody pay for their next game. And those boys raised damn near $2 million in 2 days.
Which is awesome.
That
Which
is
incredible. A Kickstarter record.
It's kind of fucking crazy.
From a fun, you know, my background is in fundraising, and Kickstarter's been changing the game on that side of things since it started. And I could, if anybody's interested in hearing about kind of the ins and outs of the American philanthropic system, I'd be glad to talk to you, not on the show, because the rest of you will get bored.
I think my favorite thing from Tim Schafer out of the thing was, like, if we get to one point, what was it? If we get to 600,000, I'll put RTS elements in it. If we make it to 700, I'll take them out.
Yeah. I liked too. He said we're getting close to 150,000 or 150,000. Sorry, 1.5 million, which is which is the budget for Full Throttle. I'm putting motorcycles in. So,
I'll be interested to see what game comes out of this.
Yeah, I will be too.
Because
they got a big budget now. So, yeah. I mean, they're getting close to the Trenched, if they're not over it already, the same budget as Trenched and Stacking, so.
Yeah, which, it's weird, they've been putting out so many games lately.
Yeah,
It's like they're EA or something. Yeah. It's crazy.
Except they're good.
Well,
I want Costume Quest 2, that's what I want.
I doubt they're going to do that. They're probably going to go and do another point-and-click adventure game.
Yeah, that's what that's the whole point.
That's what it is. It is a point-and-click.
Yeah.
Give me Full Throttle 2, motherfuckers.
Here's one. Who remembers Respawn Entertainment?
Wait a minute.
I do.
Hold on. I think that they have a game coming out in 2016.
Their new game is still a year away.
Jesus Christ. Wow. Zampella and West must be sitting there going, did we just fuck up something big?
EA's probably sitting there wondering the same thing.
Oh, how many years is it now? 3, 4?
It's 3. Almost. Three? It's going to be 3 years between when they split. Because it was Modern War right after Modern Warfare 2.
2 came out, yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be
holy shit. Years.
Meanwhile, the Call of Duty franchise continues to chug on.
Chug?
Just goes to show you that once you create a marketable IP, you don't matter anymore. Yeah. The IP is all that matters.
You know what's going to be awesome? A monster. You know what's going to be awesome? Respawn releases their game, and it gets beat by Call of Duty in week 1 sales.
You know it will, though.
I know.
Are they going to do that? Are they going to release it side by side?
Of course they will. EA did it with Battlefield thinking they could win.
Oh, man, I think it's a bad idea. I think if they had done it a year later, if the game had managed to take a year or, you know, even 2 and say, hey, remember when we split? Remember, we're the guys that made Call of Duty? Yeah, we're back, bitches. But 3 years?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares who made the damn game.
Nope.
All they see is Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
And that's what they'll buy.
Let your inner redneck out.
Yeah.
Sony also announced this week that the UMD conversion program is not coming to the U.S.
Which just sucks.
It's ridiculous. It really is.
And that right there kind of put the nail in the coffin for me.
Really? That put the nail in your coffin?
You know how important that is to me.
Keep your PSP.
PSP.
Mine got stolen. I can't keep mine.
Well, you're
a Monster Hunter.
Somebody else kept it.
You're a special exception.
Short bus special exception.
See, I don't do that kind of stuff. I like to trade in my old one to get the new one.
Not me. I'm a system keeper.
See?
I'm not.
A trapper keeper.
Nice. Final Fantasy X for the PS3 and Vita is not a proper remake. It's being called a remaster. Remake.
Which means it's going to be like the Resident Evil games, where they just high-res it and make it look
kind of RE2 and RE3.
Yeah.
More lightning bolt dodging mini-games.
Oh, good.
Speaking of which, I need to ask you about that. Resident Evil 4, I booted it up a few days ago and started playing a little bit of it. Is the sound off on that thing?
No, it was fine online.
Oh, my God. Like, some of the in-game sound like it was coming out of like a fucking, I don't know, a 22-inch CRT television from 1996.
Sega!
And it was, it sounded like horrible. Like, particularly whenever whenever a bad guy sees you and they go, oh, I want to say it all, some shit like that. It sounded almost muffled. And like, it sounded like something from a shitty television.
Are you listening to it? Like the guy's head was in a burlap sack?
Are you doing headphones or are you listening
to
it out of the speakers?
Out of the speakers of my television.
Huh. Weird.
And the thing is that Code Veronica didn't do that. It's just Resident Evil 4 that did that.
Interesting.
It's strange, but anyway, yeah.
That's it.
That's all the news?
That's it.
That's fit to print?
Wow.
That's it.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I mean, unless you want to talk about some rumor crap or whatever that stuff is.
Stop the rumor.
I keep reading on Twitter about Xbox has been hacked. What was going on with that?
Well, earlier this week, there was the whole Internet Security Day thing where the guy who was in charge of Xbox Security, not Step 2, but the guy who was in charge, or he's the Xbox Live General Manager, whatever this guy is, pretty much said, we care about your security, and here are some things you can do. You can change your password. You cannot log in from a public computer. And it's like, all right, but what about people who have only used their computer from home, have a unique password? By the way, there was this whole thing about people's, you know, brute forcing your password system. You're not copping to any of that. And quite frankly, there's something hinky going on here. And I use that word in the most serious way. Hinky.
Okay.
That is serious.
That's a serious word.
It is. So
a serious
I think
accusation,
it was,
Michael. The hinkiness has yet to be determined.
The hink factor.
So I'm a little, I'm a little concerned about your so liberally throwing around the hinkiness factor.
Well, I mean, this does reek of hinkosity.
Oh, well, for fuck's sake, we're moving on.
Let's let the scientists determine that.
Anyway.
So has it been hacked or not? That's what I was asking.
No, it hasn't been hacked.
Okay. Let the scientists figure it out.
This is the realm of science.
There
isn't some nerd sitting in his basement with a button that could ruin your life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, there is.
Anyway. So I'll move on to the forums, because I missed it last week, because I didn't see it. RIP Skate Destroy says, "Hey, guy, first of all, thanks for all the follows."
Not a problem.
You're welcome. Yeah, no problem.
"Second, I'm having a problem since the October, November, December rush of games. I feel like I'm kind of burned out on gaming. It's a horrible feeling."
Everybody hits it.
Yeah, it's called the hangover. He says, "I want to get back into it, but I can't find a game that can hold my attention for more than a few hours. Only exceptions have been Skyrim, Minecraft, and Saints Row the Third. I think it's because of the freedoms that the games give you. I guess I'm tired of stressing through games, and I want a game that can pull me into its world and keep me entertained. Any suggestions? It doesn't have to be an open-world free-roam game. Sir, it sounds like you need a little bit of Amalur in your life."
You do need some Amalur.
Yeah. Amalur will love you for who you are.
And it'll love you a long time.
Damn right.
It will love you a long time.
That's just
and you can change yourself, and it will still love you.
That's right.
Yeah, Fable 2, you can only do that after you beat the game and went and decided to drink the sexy sex change potion.
He also says, "Oh, and I want to try to get this back into the podcast." It's all right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Well, thank you for the awesome video.
Thank you for the awesome video.
That was incredible.
Gambus.
Next question is, John Smackenrose says, "Hey boys, Vita, why didn't they make it a tablet with Bluetooth so you could use your PS3 controller?"
Because then it wouldn't be a portable.
Have you seen this thing yet? It's not really portable anyway.
No, I mean, you can use it as a PS3 controller for some games.
Yeah.
I'm more interested...
You could use it with a PSP, couldn't you?
No, you could.
I don't know. I think there was some stuff that had that connected, but I don't know if you could use it as a controller because it didn't have both sticks.
You had to fake the funk on the nasty dunk.
You did have to fake the funk on the nasty dunk.
He says Resident Evil 6 is coming on the disc of Dragon Dogma.
Wait a minute. It's coming on it?
Wow.
Jesus.
Anyway. He says, "Resident Evil Raccoon City. I wanted to buy the game, but it has no demo or beta. What are the other bad signs that this is going to be a bad game?"
Outbreak.
I'm sorry, I'm still excited for the game. Slant 6 did perfectly fine with SOCOM for me. And if you make a SOCOM Resident Evil game, I'm there. I don't care.
It looks more like Left 4 Dead for me.
Yeah. And, the first gameplay thing they showed looked pretty cool.
How do you say that with a negative attitude, Drew?
I mean, yeah, sure, Left 4 Dead's cool and all, but do you think we'll get a Left 4 Dead 3 anytime soon?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying. All right, so the Resident Evil fans are going to be pissed because it's not Resident Evil. And then the Left 4 Dead people are going to be pissed because they're saying, well, it's copy on Left 4 Dead.
You know what?
So,
wouldn't the Left 4 Dead people be glad for that since there probably isn't going to be a Left 4 Dead 3 anytime soon? It's like,
this game I just liked is now,
its gameplay mechanics are now making an appearance sort of in this other game. I'll give that a try.
If that would work, then people would have liked Dante's Inferno, but they didn't. They shit on it because they said it was too much like God of War.
Yeah, but I heard
they literally shit on it.
They did. They did videos of them shitting on the disc and then posted it.
Really?
The hell video are you going to see?
Nah, seriously. I mean, that's what I don't get. This freaking double standards because people loved Darksiders, even though that totally kind of just ripped everything from Zelda.
But people, they just websites as on the internet. I mean...
Oh,
you kids and your memes. Get off my lawn.
I like Dante's Inferno. I thought it was great. People even crapped on Castlevania.
What's with you and the crapped on?
Yeah, I don't understand where you are today.
In the bathroom.
Are you in Pennsylvania?
It's in the bathroom.
Did you have to make a diarrhea-rama for class?
That's gross.
Yes.
Yikes.
Anyway.
No, I've been through hell this week, just to let you know.
Literally? Because that would really impact your view on Dante's Inferno.
I'm going to worry that he's literally crapping on things and literally having been through hell.
He's literally crapping on things in hell.
After what he's went through, I think. Drew, I'm with you.
Yeah, give him some slack, boys.
Yeah, give him some slack.
I don't care. I'll be playing Operation Raccoon City. Fuck them all.
Yeah, I think I'm there with you.
I'm excited about it. Every gameplay video I've seen of it looks fun.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to be playing Operation Raccoon. I'm just going to go crawl through people's garbage cans.
I'm going to actually buy the board game of Operation.
Eat stuff with my fingers.
You know, you can get hepatitis that way.
Collecting all your pay.
And be careful not to get hepatitis. And it finally says thanks.
Again?
Yeah, again. It says thanks for the Ace Combat Assault Horizon Recommendation Zero. It was really epic at the end. That's a good game. I like that game. It's a good game.
Was it a good game?
It's a good game. Fuck off. hey, fuck you.
Okay.
All right. I do have one more question. I'm going to save it for next week. It's from Eorkar. I am not ignoring it. We just ran long in the fondling because Amalur was abusing you.
Amalama ding dong.
Amalama ding dong.
Amalur!
So I'm going to go over to the Twitter. All right. So Doom says, oh my god, your response to my cues made me laugh out loud. Thanks for the podcast comment, Drew.
But, sure.
You commented on his podcast he told us to listen to last week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I blanked out for a second.
Yeah. Were you pooping on something?
I was pooping on something.
Henrik Vikbe. I know I broke that. Lieutenant Renji. He says, just bought Catherine on release today in Norway, and thanks to game, I've gotten soundtracks and art book. Thanks for telling.
Well, thanks to game in the UK, my girlfriend didn't get it because apparently pre-orders don't mean shit.
Well, somebody's angry.
Sorry. Yeah, well, I pre-ordered it like a month ago because I knew it was going to be one of those games that if you don't pre-order, you're going to struggle to get later on down the line. So I pre-order it, I turn up there Friday, my day off, her day off, and they say, yeah, I'm sorry, it's not here. Well, what the fucking point of it was pre-ordering then? So, not happy.
I can tell, John.
Did you get your money
back? I wouldn't be happy either.
No, well, luckily it wasn't a money down one, but the fact is that I will now no longer be using game.
I don't think anybody's going to be using game soon. I'm pretty sure I heard they're doing really, really, really poorly.
They're doing really well, but only because of the shit they give you, the pre-owned. They're very much like GameStop. They rip you off something
wrong. Can you just order from Amazon?
No, we don't have Amazon like you have Amazon over here, I don't believe. They don't do trade-ins.
Wait. No, but can't you get Catherine from Amazon?
Oh, no, we did order Catherine. We've ordered it online, and she just got... But she wanted it that day. You know, we've been waiting a lot longer than you guys have, because obviously it's only... It got, you know, how long... When was that over there? Like, September time?
Dude, that was a long time ago.
Yep. Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
Exactly. And so it was... We just ordered it online, and I say we no longer give them our business, so they lose out.
There you go. Blue Apple wants to know if we read Game Informer's Q&A with Shuhei Yoshida, which talks about The Last Guardian and Vita and all that stuff. I did not.
No.
I did not either.
But he also wants to know which route Sony decides to adopt. Tons of games and little marketing, or a few games with tons of marketing? We'll see.
No marketing, obviously.
No marketing, and
yeah, I think we're going to continue to see that. I mean, that's what the theme of last year was. They wowed everybody at E3, and none of their games did terribly well. And Microsoft bored the crap out of us at E3, and look at what happened with Gears and Forza. They just blew everything out of the water.
I don't get it, though. Sony does some decent marketing for some of their stuff.
They do decent marketing for the brand, but they don't do decent marketing for games.
I don't know, man. I saw a lot of Uncharted ads.
Uncharted is their bread and butter game, though.
But, well, I don't know. I saw some Killzone 3 ads too.
Let me ask you a question: have you seen a commercial for Twisted Metal or the Vita?
Nope.
They've already said that they're not doing commercials for the Vita until it comes out.
Stupid.
So, stupid. Yep. It's not like they're going to be in short supply at launch.
See? Don't understand it. And Twisted Metal, come on, you're reviving one of the franchises that a lot of guys that are playing now grew up on.
Yeah, I mean, come on, do you remember the Tuck and Roll Grandma commercial? Yeah, that was Twisted Metal, right?
Yeah, I remember what you're talking about, yeah. Yeah, who doesn't remember You Are Not Ready?
You are not ready.
Seriously. I mean, they used to have such good marketing, and now it's like, I think that's coming out this week.
People were cracking PS9 jokes forever.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense. So, but now, not so much.
Sony's biggest, like, you know, marketing ploy of Kevin Butler, he's in Bridgestone ads now.
I saw that. He even made a joke about it on his Twitter.
Did he?
Yeah, he's like, did you see that commercial about tires? Some guy in there that looks like somebody else. Anyway, Sam in Seattle says, what would you name a game based on this podcast? How about Mushroom Backstabber, The Last Stand?
Wow.
Grace.
Awesome.
I think.
Well, you know what a Mushroom Backstabber is, right, John?
Yeah.
Don't drop the soap.
Oh.
Drop the soap. Don't drop the soap, baby.
Wow.
If you sing that in shower in the prison, then you're in trouble. Don't drop the soap, baby. Oops.
Drop the soap.
No, I really don't think anybody can top that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's about as good as you can get right there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Unless you call it vulva or something. I don't know.
We're back to Volvo again.
Nope. He also says, what three Vita games intrigue you the most? For me, it's Uncharted, Lord of Apocalypse, and Gravity Rush. The demo was weird, but captivating.
Well, good luck with Lord of Apocalypse, because as far as I know, it's not getting a U.S. release.
That's true. Aww. But it's region-free, right?
Yeah, it's region-free.
So you can import it.
You could.
You know what? I was excited for Army Corps of Hell until I read the Game Informer review.
Oh, what did they say?
They gave it a 4.5.
Whoa!
It also has no online multiplayer. It's just ad hoc.
This reminds me of the PSP launch.
Yeah. No, the three games that intrigue me the most are Wipeout. I really was intrigued by Ragnarok Odyssey until I found out it also isn't coming out over here. So Shinobito 2, and then probably Gravity Days as well, or Gravity Rush, whatever it's called.
Yeah, I want to play Gravity Rush. I'm very interested in that game. And then, of course, Mortal Kombat. And then
Is that a launch title? No.
I'm liking the look of Uncharted and Tekken X Street Fighter.
That thing's going to be a fighting game machine.
And really, yeah. I say that, but that's just launch stuff, because the real thing that intrigues me is MLB. I mean, that's really the reason I'm buying the system.
I don't know. I think Wipeout does look very impressive. I played it. High Stars Golf. I've always loved that series.
It's been gone too long.
Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, you can take a shot and you're playing online with somebody and it could be a couple of days later and then they take a shot. That's cool to me.
I think I'll get Hot Shots. I think Hot Shots is on my list too. I want to play that.
I love Hot Shots. I've always liked that series.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
Jason, are you paying attention?
He's asleep. Told you.
Are you serious?
Jason!
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh my
god. He really is asleep.
Is someone gonna like check on him? I don't
check his pulse.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, there he is.
Hello.
Hey, sorry, I accidentally left the mic off.
Accidentally left the room. I accidentally went to go listen to another podcast. My God, you're getting too big for this podcast, Gambus. You really are.
No, my answer for the last question is Gravity Days, Street Fighter X Tekken, and probably the future inevitable Monster Hunter Vita game.
I'm really excited about if they bring Monster Hunter.
Oh, you know they will.
Yeah.
That would be sweet. I mean, I love Monster Hunter.
I've never played one in my life.
It's really fun, but it takes a lot. It's a big investment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a long time to learn and to get into, but once you're into it, and especially if you play it multiplayer, it becomes a super addiction.
Super addiction. Yeah.
You got to be the type of person that enjoys games where you have to grind. There's a lot of grinding to it.
Did you get Peace Walker, John?
It's on the HD collection. I haven't got that.
They have some Monster Hunter levels in that, so give that a shot.
Yeah, okay.
Granted, you can use guns in that one, but Monster Hunter you couldn't unless you had the, what was it called?
Crossbow?
No, there's some kind of gun that uses bullets. I can't remember what it's called, though.
A gun that uses bullets? What is this madness?
You gotta understand, this is like...
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the name of it.
Tribal stuff, like, you know, not necessarily medieval times, but...
At medieval times, we eat like we're in medieval
times. Okay, well, I'm gonna move on then. Whatever. Mookie's Groove says Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Sadoom says sup. Almost done with Dark Souls. Need one main boss soul to access the final area, then I'm done. So I get a cookie or something.
Yep.
You can have a cookie.
Shit, I'll make you a tray of cookies, man. That's some shit right there.
Hell yeah, dude.
His next question is, oh, wow. Okay. You go with this, and you tell me what you think. He says, would you rather get anally raped by a cactus or swallow one white-hot one-inch steel ball bearing? You have to answer, or your pets get fed to angry, starving piranhas.
Now, well, I haven't got any pets.
Yeah, winner!
My kids included no in this pets. Because this might be working out in my favor.
Jesus. I think, dude. I'm with John. I can get new pets. So.
Yeah. I appreciate a very long, full life. And sorry, man. I will not allow anybody to anally rape me with cacti or shove a hot ball down my throat.
That's not
that would
first.
Kill you, though. That's the thing.
I think one the raping by the cactus you. Would kill me. Kill my pride.
I mean, right. Is it a case that the cactus takes me out for dinner and a show beforehand? it could be a deal breaker right there.
Is it going to buy me a necklace?
Oh.
Yes, Jared. A pearl necklace, maybe.
I just said that, yeah.
I didn't hear you. Sound like you're in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
He says, P.S., thanks for your answers. Last week has me LOLing. Lolling.
Lol.
Oh, sorry. Quality Beats. Haven't heard from him in a while. He wants to say, true or false, Double Fine's use of Kickstarter will change the gaming landscape and the originally found in future IPs. And the originality found in future IPs.
I will say false because only Tim Schafer can pull off something like that.
I don't think only Tim Schafer, but I think that you need the credibility of a Tim Schafer. Yeah.
I'm sure if Bobby Kotick went and said, I'm starting a Kickstarter program.
Yeah, but that's a publisher. That's a publisher, and I think you need a developer that's got good credibility and a good track record and a good person at the helm of the studio that if they want to make something that is a little bit more adventurous, that might not be a marketing hit, then yeah, I think it's a good option for mid-sized studios. Yeah.
So who do you think can do it?
I think that if Ed Boon said, hey, NetherRealm wants to do a project, I think that they would make the money.
I think Valve could do it. I think Valve could do it. I think BioWare could do it.
Well, BioWare is owned by EA. Holy now. I would love to see them do it, but I don't think they would.
Yeah. I think there's a couple studios out there that could probably get away with that.
Obsidian, who wants to do one? I don't think
I hope they get $5.
Alpha Protocol 2, bitches!
I'd give them $5 just so that the news story says they got $5. And that's all they got.
Obsidian actually has a following based on Planescape Torment, but those people obviously have had their horse blinders on for the past decade.
Alright, Mookie's group says, try this epic indie game out, Free Bird Games. Free Bird, man! Yes, okay, never mind.
Free Bird!
Who is this douche? Killer Wolverine says, I miss football. Oh, and that Killer Wolverine guy's a douche.
You know who misses football? Tom Brady. And apparently Wes Welker.
Yeah, I'm sure Tom Brady is crying as he goes home to his wife.
Yeah. Put his head between her breasts.
And his giant $4 million house.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's crying.
Yeah. All by myself.
Professor,
that's gonna be awkward though the next time all these guys see Giselle. It's like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, no doubt, right?
Professor Chaos 9 says, who is all getting the Vita and which version? Anyone getting the early release bundle?
No.
No.
I'm totally
Wi-Fi. I got the case for mine. That's what I need to do.
I'm totally Wi-Fi. Just Wi-Fi.
Yeah, just Wi-Fi here.
You're the Wi-Fis.
I'm the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fis.
I'll be getting mine here this week. Yep. Yep. 3G Wi-Fi.
You're a liar.
I am a liar. I don't give a shit.
That's a giant lie, too. You know, as soon as I get it, he'll be like, ooh, let me see.
Well,
Let me rub my fingers all over your back screen.
You gotta be gentle. You gotta be gentle.
I can't promise anything. I might get overexcited.
You tell me if I'm hurting you.
This is going wrong.
I am Brigo. We're almost done, John. I am Brigo says, I've been listening to the show for about a year, and I must say, last week's ultra-classy episode was probably the best so far.
Was it really that good, though?
It was good, dude. Did you? Oh my god, we only do those every so often. And no, actually, Drew wasn't here. He did not participate.
He did not.
I was here. I just didn't. I was saving up all my jokes for that one at the end. Whenever we were talking about Resident Evil 6,
about filleting zombie giraffe.
No, I was just tired, dude. I had worked that night, and
you don't have to make excuses.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah,
we still love you.
Yeah, I know. And this week, I'm just still traumatized from what happened.
Well, yeah, I think you're going to be traumatized for a while.
Yeah. Good luck getting over that, my friend.
Poor.
Some things seen can never be unseen.
That's true. Fixer says, I'm really enjoying Resident Evil Revelations. It's a great game. Drew, we need to play some co-op after we finish the game.
I'm down for that. I need to get it first.
Need to get your friend code on.
I got him on my friends list. He's playing it right now, actually. I'm looking at it.
And finally, Sam in Seattle says, Army Corps of Hell or Dungeon Hunter Alliance? Can't decide. Well,
Sam, Army Corps of Hell.
Neither. Dungeon, what's it? Dungeon Hunter Alliance, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not worth what they're charging for it.
And Army Corps of Hell looks awesome. That review is killing me.
One review doesn't mean shit.
No, it doesn't. It does. I enjoyed Never Dead, so.
Won't you get a code for it anyway?
We should be getting that one, yes.
There you go, see? You can put your 2 pennies in.
I'll put my 2 pennies in.
Thing is, about Game Informer reviews, about half the time, you can't really take what they say to the bank because it might be just someone like really disgruntled about like a feature that wasn't in the game, so they go ahead and give it a 4.5 or something.
I don't know. I don't see a lot of fours.
I would like to think that reviews are more professional than that.
John,
we don't get Game Informer over here, so
not everybody's as professional as we are. Volvo.
Yeah.
That's right.
Way to throw in a Volvo can. There you go.
if you take a look at X-Play, which I hate bringing them up, they gave Amalur a 2 out of 5.
What?
They said, Adam Sessler himself said it was the biggest glitch fest he'd ever seen. And listen to this. He gave Skyrim 5 out of 5.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Did he pop in two worlds by accident?
He may have.
I was going to say, I haven't run into any glitches in Amalur.
I haven't either.
See, I have, but it's not enough to break the game. I got one. Sue me. I lost 6 minutes of gameplay.
Oh.
You know, because Amalur actually auto-saves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that other game. Oh, yeah.
Believe it.
It auto saves as well, just because you guys aren't smart enough to save your progress.
Also, it's our fault now.
That's exactly what it is.
Because you don't know how to play the game. Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah, that's right. It's my idol.
You just don't understand.
You don't get it. Anyway, that's all the tweets, that's all the questions, that's all the fondling, that's all the news, and now it's time for Jason shoutouts.
All right.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here for this one.
Yeah. I'd like to give a shout out to Shanghai 6, the host of the Front Towards Gamer podcast. And he's been hinting around at this episode 100 special guest, so I'm really looking forward to listening to the 100th episode of the Front Towards Gamer podcast.
He should have a contest if somebody can guess who it is.
It's me.
Dude, that's not special.
Aww. I'm willing to bet it's going to be David Jaffe.
You think so? You know, I kind of want to watch the second episode of The Tester. Because he's a panelist.
He's been a panelist in a bunch of the testers, hasn't he?
Wait, did we completely miss the Shoot My Truck news? Did we talk about that at all?
Apparently it wasn't news. Just like Sony's marketing.
News.
That's great Sony marketing right there. It wasn't even in the news.
Oh my god. So if you were a Twisted Metal fan and you want to have a chance to remotely shoot up a replica Sweet Tooth's truck, go to shootmytruck.com.
It's much healthier to shoot up remotely.
How many times have we made a shoot-up joke?
That's how you save money. You share needles.
Oh! That is both economical and sanitary.
Yeah, you can sign up to shoot the truck. I did that, too. I hope I get to fire an M60 from my computer screen.
You'll fire a bullet of the 100,000.
Oh boy, one bullet. My bullet's going in the gas tank.
You know that doesn't work, right?
I'm aware. I watch Mythbusters.
Thank
Shut up.
You.
Last Action Hero.
Anyway, Jason, your shout-outs?
Yes. The other shout-out will be the Red Sun Gamer podcast.
Haven't we already done this?
Yeah, he did earlier when he was talking about how awesome these podcasts are to watch.
Listen to.
That's what he was doing when he wasn't talking to us.
Oh, and, get that sandwich.
Yeah, despite the fact that they don't release episodes that often, it is a great, fantastic show. For those of you who are into the Japanese video game scene, it's a really good podcast to listen to. And it's not just good because them talking about the games, but it's also they also talk a little bit about Japanese life and stuff, and you learn
culture.
Things about Japan, and it's a really cool, really cool podcast.
All right, so I guess that's it.
I have a shout out too.
Okay, go ahead, K Dub.
I was just gonna say a couple birthdays this week. Ken's wife.
Oh,
happy birthday to her. She won't listen to the show, but it's still, you know.
Yeah, you could have called or something.
Yeah, I know.
You're a dick.
I am a dick. Big, big dick. Anyway, and then, of course, Borsick, Jeff Borsick.
Jeff Borsick.
And did you forget somebody else?
Did I?
Yeah, he forgot one person.
Who did I forget?
He's on the show.
Okay.
It's Mike.
Oh, shit. Mike, I'm sorry.
Birthday, Mike.
When was your birthday?
Thursday.
Okay, I didn't know because you're not my Facebook buddy.
I think I am your Facebook buddy.
You are not my Facebook buddy.
No. He is on Facebook, but he doesn't have his birthday on there for some reason.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
He's I didn't know it was your birthday, Mike.
I knew it was your birthday because Skype told me.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, happy birthday to
Mike.
Happy birthday.
Oh, go ahead, Drew.
All right, well, I just want to give a shout-out to Civil Doom and his buddy over there at 99 Lives. I do listen to their podcast. Listen to it. It's nice. Give it a shot. It's just two guys, kind of like we're doing.
Two guys, one cast.
Two guys, one cast.
99 Lives?
Yes.
99 Love Balloons.
Okay.
And, yeah, they talk a lot about Dark Souls.
Imagine
and
that.
A lot about MMOs, too. They're big MMO players. Well, actually, okay. his partner is.
All right.
Okay. Well, I guess that takes care of everything. So, Mr. Gambus Khan, you can do your thing if you're there.
Yes, I am here. And it goes a little bit of something like this. Blah, 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 blah.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Gambus Khan!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! And... Killer Wolverine! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.